We're heading to the Roscoe Beer Thunderline now. And if I was to give you this person's resume, just some, not all, but just some of the things on this person's resume would be 5 decades in entertainment. At age 13, debut single reaching number one on Billboard. 2 Grammy nominations, a CMA Vocal Duo of the Year Award. Entertained millions of people through film, television, radio, live concerts, Broadway performances. Co-founder of the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising over $5 billion and helping 11 million children annually. Those are just some of these things on this person's resume, but yet still, when we talked to her brother, he said he's better than her because he has the mirror ball from Dancing with the Stars. On the Thunder Live, we're saying good morning to Marie Osmond. Marie, how are you?
I'm good, but Paul, that sounded like an obituary.
No, that's not at all.
And it says 5 decades. Okay, so I started at 3. Oh,
yeah,
let's not make me in my 60s yet.
No.
See, and I had you starting at 2.
Yeah. No, just be comfortable that I know you and I are the same age, okay? So we're on.
So you're 29 too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you so much. Look, Marie, we want to talk about things that you've got going on, but I've got to tell you, my shoulders are still a little bit sore, and that's because a little over a year or so ago, you know, we sat here and spoke with a guy that you might know by the name of Donny Osmond, and I did nothing but keep sticking up for you, and I had your back, all right?
Well, you know, he thinks he's so special, and I have to keep him humble. That's my M.O., my Marie Osmond M.O. is to keep him humble. And I told him, I said, he may have won, but he can't do a split. He never kicked his head over his head. The girls are just one dance, I had to do 15 spins and these spins and these backdrops and go under the guy's leg 3 times and do this flip over. All he did was hold my waist. So I said, it's not comparable, Donnie.
Well, there you go. You've got a good point. And like I said, we had your back, all right? So, Marie, it really is an honor to speak.
And besides, you know what happened on Dancing with the Stars with him, right?
In your words, what's that?
Well, he ripped his butt.
Yes. Yeah.
His butt muscle. And he had to come home and have surgery on it. And I said, Donnie, how do you rip your butt muscle holding someone's waist? Get over it.
You're doing something wrong.
Could have been worse. You could have told him he was going for brain surgery. So we give you credit for not.
I'm like, really? Okay, come on, seriously.
Oh man. Well, Marie, it is really a pleasure and an honor to get a chance to speak with you. And let's really just start by telling our Thunderheads what you've got going on, what this current project is all about, because I know so many people are just so excited about this. Music is medicine. I mean, there's just so much going on.
You are so cute. I am so excited. You know, I really have been so blessed, and I've had hits throughout the decades. And, you know, I the last time I really went in to record, I had, like, Read My Lips, No Stopping Your Heart, Meet Me in Montana, you know, wonderful, wonderful CMA duo of the wonderful songs like that. And you get to a place and you go, you know, I'm a realist. I mean, kind of if you're over 35, radio is not, you know, super friendly, especially to women. I mean, it's a realistic thing. But I kept feeling this thing like, Marie, you got to go record. And I'm like, oh, this is crazy. Anyway, long story short, you know, you follow that intuition. And this album, Jason Deere is phenomenal. And he came to a concert. He goes, we need to record you. And the album debuted at number 10 on Billboard, and I was like, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so crazy, you guys. And, you know, to see the response that's happening, I tell everybody in the show, I said, yeah, the video on Vivo, you know, it went viral the first day, and I tell everybody, I said, if you're over 65, that's a good thing. That's not a disease. And so, and my gosh, it was like Blake Shelton at the big fanfare event. They asked him what his favorite new album was to download off iTunes. And he goes, well, definitely Marie Osmond's Music is Medicine album. And so I have been so overwhelmed and thankful and grateful. So it's fun to talk to you guys. And I'm so appreciative to the fans because they're the ones that are doing this. And it's just, it's incredible.
Yeah, Music is Medicine. And as you had said, debuted in the top 10. That's incredible. And
it's crazy.
something that you got to be so proud of. And again, we're excited about getting the new music to our Thunderheads. And it's great when you talk about a Marie Osmond and say, here's brand new music. That is something special, Marie.
Oh, you're so, well, you know, I think it's so important. Music to me is medicine through all the ups and downs and highs and lows. You know how you hear a song and it'll take you back to a time or define a moment that you're going through. To me, if you don't have music, and you know, I never got into the drug scene. I never got into that. Many of my friends that I grew up with aren't here anymore because of it. So I always say that music was my drug of choice. I mean, it really was.
Yeah.
And I loved it, and it's healing. It's like I have some wonderful people on the album. Olivia Newton-John is on the album with me, and you know, she's not. But the song is getting better all the time, and it's one of those songs you can't sing when you're 20. You can't sing when you're 30. You know, you got to sing it when you've lived a little bit of life and been through some heartache, and just wonderful people. I just did a concert. Alex Boyer, his song just was like number two on the Christian radios, and we did a song that's just so fun. And John Rich from Big and Rich, oh my gosh, it's just too much fun. And Diamond Rio's Marty Rowe. I mean, Marty has one of the greatest voices out there. But you know, music should be healing, and every song was picked to hopefully touch your heart, but to sound contemporary, because to me, music has to. It has to sound, you know, radio and what's going on, and vocally too. So I'm very happy about the CD. I love it. And we actually just printed some vinyl that they're selling on on iTunes, because a lot of my fans grew up with vinyl.
Yeah.
For those of you who are like under 20, that's a very large CD.
Yes, yeah, exactly. You know, I have to keep telling Michelle Cimarano that there was music before Duran Duran.
Yeah. I'm just learning this. I'm just finding all this out.
You
don't be knocking to Duran Duran, okay?
Sorry. You had mentioned John Rich, and here at Thunder 102, we're very proud that we are a Country Cares for St. Jude Kids radio station, and we've had the pleasure of having John Rich on with us during our radiothons. And, you know, just the creativity of that gentleman and so much, and for so much for him to add. And then you mentioned Marty Rowe and Olivia Newton-John. You've got some heavy hitters, but I tell you, with your background, it was probably just as much of an honor for them to be working with you as you to be working with them. Well, no, have you ever really thought, Marie, how many artists and how many careers that you may have influenced over the years?
You are so sweet. You know what? I feel so blessed. I was doing a television show, and the producer said, how many people have you sung with in a duet situation? Well, we start adding it up, and we start putting in, like, you know, Lionel Richie, from Loretta Lynn to Andy Gibb to Frank Sinatra. I mean, it got to like over 500. It was crazy.
Wow.
And very eclectic, because I love music. I have a weird voice. I can sing many different styles of music. You know, we used to call that versatility. Now it's called attention deficit disorder. But
yes.
But I love, like, I mean, you can't, I did King and I on Broadway. I mean, you can't play Anna singing country. You have to sing legit soprano with a British accent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And even in our show in Vegas, you know, I do it with that guy, Donnie. I kind of remember him, but I'm not sure. But,
right.
You know, it's really fun, because we were supposed to be here 6 weeks, and we're here now 8 years, and they're asking us for a ninth. But the show is very different. We switch it up all the time. Right now, I'm singing Nessun Dorma from Madame Butterfly. I'm doing Music is Medicine, and I'm doing a couple other songs from the album. But it's music is the best, and singing with these people has just been great. And John Rich is another guy. Do you have 2 seconds for a story that's crazy?
Yes, we do.
So on the album is Cisco, okay, the song guy, okay?
Oh, my goodness. That brings back memories.
It's crazy. I was in the studio, and we were doing the song, Give Me a Good Song, and Jason and I were, I was like, you know, I want this rap part right here. And I said, but, you know, country and rap make crap. And so I don't want to rap. I wish we had a rapper. And next door was Cisco. And I said, hey, Cisco, presented the option. And, you know, this guy, we removed agents and managers and you know, attorneys. the guy walked over and goes, man, I love this song. This is a great song. And it was just two artists getting in the studio and recording this. And it was so funny. Wow. You got to high-five him for mixing musical genres, too, because he went from, you know, rap into country. And it was just, but this is what you talk about, you know, working with people. It's an honor to work with great entertainers that love and appreciate each other's music, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's great when we get a chance to talk with people like yourself who talk about collaborations with artists from so many different genres, but there's one thing in common, and it's nothing but good music and good entertainment.
That's right. There's this, you know, there's a song in music, or a line in Music is Medicine. It says that they categorize it only makes me mad. There's only two kinds, good and bad. And that is the truth. When you hear a good song, you can't deny it, whatever genre it's in. When you hear a bad song, it sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
So. That is bad.
We're on the Roscoe Beer Thunderline with Marie Osmond. Music is Medicine, the brand new project. And Thunderheads, we're so thrilled to get brand new music to you from Marie Osmond. And Marie, we wish you nothing but continued success. And as we wrap things up, I do have to ask you. I need you to really think back on your experience, on all your years in music and entertainment, and of all the artists that you worked with. And I've got a question for you that's near and dear to my heart. You have stroke with the people from Nutrisystem. Is there any way you can get them to add some really, really good pepperoni pizza and maybe some kielbasa and what we call pigs in a blanket? Can you do that for me?
They have it.
Pigs in a blanket?
They have all that stuff.
See?
All online.
Oh, baby.
So, look, they have this. They have different levels.
Uh-huh.
They have the real expensive, you don't have to, but they have one that it's frozen. Their pepperoni pizza rocks. I order it and eat it just to eat it.
Wow.
Well, you got another one. Celebrator Heard Pizza, he's
so
there.
See, Paul, you thought you were going to get me, and I got you.
Well, you did. You had me at pepperoni pizza.
Murray, it's like Christmas around here for him right now.
Have I told you how much I love you?
So Music is Medicine. You have to watch the video. Go to Vevo. Mm-hmm. I'm an alien in it. And I did it because, you know, I visit children's hospitals all over as mm-hmm. founder of Children's Medical Med. And it's the same thing as St. Jude's. We have 170 St. Jude's, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because all these hospitals do great things for kids.
Yes.
And I would go in and they'd only know me as the Nutrisystem lady. And so now they have the video, and I thought, well, I'll do something so these kids can relate to me in the song. And they love the music. You know, they like this song. And now they go, oh, you're the alien Nutrisystem lady.
I love it.
Hey, it works.
Yes, it does. Hey, Marie, we're going to have tons of information at thunder102.com, Thunder102 Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Links, contact information for our Thunderheads. And because I know they're going to want to reach out, get Music is Medicine, get more information, and we're just honored to present it to them.
Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you so much. You know, I've always been a little bit country, but I say a little bit. I've always been country. That's my music. I know I sing multiple styles, but there is no greater music on the planet than country because they craft what we really feel in the lyrics of our songs, don't they? There's nothing better. We love it.
That's for sure. And by the way, I just thought of something. You may not have heard this before, but how about this? You're a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow. You know what? That could be a song.
Marie, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. And hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with you again.
And Michelle, I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to you.
I know. You know, Siliberto was so excited that he was going to be talking to you, but it's okay. Me and you, I'll just come to Vegas and we'll hang out.
Well, there was one difference.
You know what? Be my guest. Come out. I promise you. I will take good care of you.
Well, there is one difference between talking to you and your brother. And you know what that is?
Intelligence?
Whoa. Okay. There's two things different in talking to you and your brother. One is intelligence, and two, the other is that years ago, I never had a crush on your brother.
That's not what I heard.
Wow, wait a minute.
Oh, so she got the memo. Okay,
hey,
fantastic.
Hey.
I love you guys. You pay for letting me tease and joke. And by the way, I do like my brother, okay?
All right. Give him our best, all right?
I sure will. I will. Thanks for talking, you guys.